Welcome to Bible Insights, the podcast where ancient wisdom meets modern life. The Old Testament of the King James Version of the Bible. The first book of Moses, called Genesis. This passage from Genesis 15:16 presents a pivotal moment in the journey of Abram, later known as Abraham, and introduces significant themes in biblical narrative: faith, covenant, and the complexities of human relationships and divine promises. Genesis 15, the covenant with Abram. God's promise to Abram. God appears to Abram in a vision, reassuring him not to fear and promising protection and great rewards. Despite God's promises, Abram is concerned about his lack of an heir, fearing that his servant Eliezer might be his only successor. The covenant and promise of descendants. In response, God promises Abram a biological heir and descendants as numerous as the stars. This imagery of countless stars serves as a powerful symbol of abundance and hope. Abram's belief in God's promise is credited to him as righteousness, highlighting faith as a key aspect of his relationship with God. The covenant ceremony. God instructs Abram to prepare a sacrifice, and through a ceremonial act involving the divided animals, God establishes a covenant with Abram, promising the land from the river of Egypt to the Euphrates to his descendants. A deep sleep falls on Abram, during which God reveals the future bondage and liberation of his descendants. Modern analogy. This scenario can be likened to entering a legally binding agreement based on mutual trust, where one party pledges to fulfill significant promises based on the other's faith or belief in them. It's a leap of faith, akin to starting a new venture based on a trusted partner's assurance of support and reward. Genesis 16, Hagar and Ishmael. Sarai and Hagar. Sarai, unable to bear children, suggests that Abram have a child with her Egyptian maidservant, Hagar. When Hagar becomes pregnant, tensions arise, leading to conflict and Hagar's mistreatment by Sarai. Hagar flees into the wilderness. Divine intervention. An angel of the Lord finds Hagar and instructs her to return, promising a multitude of descendants through her son, Ishmael. This encounter emphasizes God's care and plan for even those on the margins of society. Ishmael's birth. Hagar returns and bears Ishmael to Abram. The naming of Ishmael, meaning God hears, reflects the Lord's attentiveness to human suffering and predicament. Modern analogy. This narrative can be likened to the complexities of modern family dynamics, where decisions made out of desperation or to circumvent perceived limitations can lead to unintended consequences and relational strains. Yet, it also speaks to the theme of redemption and the broad reach of divine concern and provision, illustrating that no individual is beyond the scope of divine care and plan. These passages together highlight foundational aspects of faith, the complexity of human actions and divine promises, and the universal scope of God's concern and covenantal relationship with humanity. Having unpacked the rich symbolism of this analogy, we now turn our attention to the Scripture itself to uncover the profound insights it holds. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad, and said, Look now toward heaven, and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees, to give thee this land to inherit it. And he said, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said unto him, Take me an heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he took unto him all these, and divided them in the midst, and laid each piece one against another. But the birds divided he not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abram drove them away. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and, lo, an horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abram, Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation, whom they shall serve, will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace, thou shalt be buried in a good old age. But in the fourth generation they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. And it came to pass, that when the sun went down, and it was dark, behold a smoking furnace, and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. In the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, Unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates, the Kenites, and the Kenizzites, and the Kadmonites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Rephaims, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Girgashites, and the Jebusites. Now Sarai Abram's wife bare him no children, and she had an handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarai said unto Abram, Behold now, the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abram hearkened to the voice of Sarai. And Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar her maid, the Egyptian, after Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband Abram to be his wife. And he went in unto Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And Sarai said unto Abram, My wrong be upon thee. I have given my maid into thy bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between me and thee. But Abram said unto Sarai, Behold, thy maid is in thine hand. Do to her as it pleaseth thee. And when Sarai dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. And the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarai's maid, whence camest thou, and whither wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress Sarai. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Return to thy mistress, and submit thyself under her hands. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Behold, thou art with child, and shalt bear a son, and shalt call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. And he will be a wild man, his hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him, and he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. And she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, Thou God seest me. For she said, Have I also here looked after him that seeth me? Wherefore the well was called Beer Laheroi. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered. And Hagar bare Abram a son, and Abram called his son's name, which Hagar bare, Ishmael. And Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bare Ishmael to Abram. Closing our chapter today, but the story continues. Until next time, this is Bible Insights, where ancient wisdom meets modern life.